Hello.
Hey.
Hey, this Moon.
It is. I had to change my name.
Okay. How are you? Hello. Hello, you can hear me? Hello. Hello.
Okay, can we hear each other now?
Yes.
Fabulous.
Make sure your phone is awake. Okay.
Is my phone is which one?
It's awake. Like, don't make it fall asleep.
Oh, you mean so my screen is at gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Understood. It was. I'm not sure what happened. I don't know if I
clicked on something. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, sometimes if my phone or your phone like goes in that little sleep mode,
it
the app will go out.
Heard, understood.
What's going on, guys? Your boy B Spell, and this is the Independent POV podcast. And as for my guest, is Moon Kenya. What's up?
How are you?
Good. And can you give us a brief summary about yourself?
Brief summary. Oh, why is this always hard when people ask me this? First of all, I'm an advocate for men. I'll just start out that way, which doesn't always go over well with other people, but I'm an advocate for men.
Okay.
I'm an author. I'm a mother. I'm a daughter. I'm a solutionist. We find a solution to all problems in a data analyst field. I'm a former chef. That's a lot that I've done. Spiritualist, add on there whatever you like. But just a well-rounded human being, as I like to consider myself.
Okay. Let's talk about your book.
Which one?
I mean, you said book. I ain't hear books.
Well, I'm co-partnering with my sister to do an inspirational book. And then I'm releasing my book this summer, and it's called From Tragedy to Triumph, The Plight of Men. And I'm really excited about that. I got a chance to interview different men on their upbringing and their relationships with women. And I got some really keen insight as to the perspective of men and what they have gone through. It's just coming through the lens of a feminine woman. So this should definitely be interesting.
Okay. Also, you're Black American woman, right?
Sure am.
Let's talk about you being a Black American woman and being an advocate for men. Let's talk about that.
Sure. What would you like to know?
Okay. Why? Knowing this social climate, men are very hard times for men being a man.
It is, and all the more reason to be an advocate for men, because it is such a hard time. If we can be fully transparent, there are rights and everything for women. You have a whole bunch of stuff out there for women, and everybody's like, well, there's a whole bunch of stuff for men. No, there isn't. Compared to the woman and mental health, they're all geared towards women. Advocacy, anything, is all the things that can be done are, it's a little bit of a mixture of when we speak of women, because now that seems to be a broad term, but I mean, women.
Hello?